Hey guys, welcome back to Dear Skeeks. I'm Tat, and we have our very special guest, Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Do tell some things about yourself to us.
Well, you say that knowing what the answer is.
I know.
All right, I'm not going to hold back at that point. Okay, so I am a proud silver member of the Patrons of All Ages of Geek.
Hey.
I'm part of a writing team, and I am officially a writer now, and I may or may not be working on a writing assignment, so...
May or may not? I hope
may
it's not...
May or may not be writing.
May. You may be writing.
Yeah, for you guys. We'll see. May as in, you know what, if it's like a dumpster fire, it'll be like, it wasn't me. And I also love Warhammer 40K and God of War, and I am also the Discord's hype man. It's known like this.
Oh no.
I've been everybody's hype man, bro.
Oh my god. What else do you do? You also do something else for the Discord.
Oh, I also host the gym.
Hell yeah.
All Ages of Geek gym with Jed and myself. What we do is right now, as we continue to get more people to participate, we are picking specific times on when to hold classes or whenever to schedule workouts. If you guys are interested in working out or participating in the gym, you can message Jed and I, and you know, we'll ask you questions and we'll get you set with a broad diet plan and a workout plan depending on your situation, if you have a gym or not. You know, Jed and I are pretty good when it comes to dieting and nutrition. I know Jed is really excellent
mm-hmm.
at macronutrients. And
yeah.
Nutrition. So that's something that we do for all of the geeks here, you know, who kind of want to keep their health up during this
time. Yeah, of course, during this time, because a lot of the gyms are closed. All right, Sean, what are we talking about today? What's the topic of this podcast?
Today, the topic is something that I think everyone who's ever been a fan of anything has had to go through in some way, shape, or form, in any way, shape, or form. And that's kind of having that situation where the show you like or the hobby you have or the game you play kind of gets put under scrutiny
mm-hmm.
and you get kind of judged by others for it. Learning to love and accept and be proud of what you do and experience and have.
Yeah.
As far as nerd culture and hobbies and anime.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Matt, your community manager. I wanted to let you know about stuff you're missing out on Discord by not being a patron. If you're a $5 and up patron, every week, about an hour on Wednesday, we hang out with you. We sometimes will watch a short video or two. And if community day is not enough for you, if you sign up at the $10 tier, you get access to patron day. That is every Thursday. We hang out for about an hour playing games, and then we just watch shows for the next 3 hours. We've been watching Konosuba, Mob Psycho, Doctor Who, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It would be a lot of more fun if more of you were showing up. So I really hope you consider signing up for the Patreon and joining the Discord.
I know I've had so many moments where people would look at what I have and they're like, you're such a nerd, this and that, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, you know, and or a show I've liked. I remember this happened amongst my otaku friends.
Uh-huh.
Let's be real. And in anime world and weeaboo world, it's just getting dogged on for the anime.
Yeah. Yes.
It doesn't mean anything.
I know.
I didn't figure this out until later. I didn't figure this out until later.
Yeah.
My friend Gerald, who's a super, super otaku,
uh-huh.
a good friend, and I told him I was watching Naruto Shippuden.
Yeah.
Bro, you're watching that anime? That's trash, man.
But, what?
And his coworker were making fun of me for it.
Oh,
and
no.
And at some point, I stopped watching it. Because
really?
And then one day, I came to him, and I said, you know what, Gerald?
I'm watching
I
it.
I wanted to finish watching that show, and I let you and your stupid friend influenced me,
oh
and I'm
going to
go and watch it. And
what?
You know what he said?
What?
He looked at me, and he goes, there you go, bro. That's what it is to be an anime fan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
What is his favorite anime?
His favorite? Honestly, he talked, I don't know. He's like so big enough. He really was into JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
I need to watch that, so.
You really do. You know how Kamen Rider's just so over the top?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Okay.
Like, the show isn't trying to take itself too seriously. It's trying to have those, whoa, whoa,
yeah, yeah.
Moments, dun, dun, dun. That's what people love about it.
Yeah.
And honestly, and here's the crazy thing. Whether you like JoJo's or whether you hate JoJo's, it's one of the least toxic fandoms out there.
Really?
On God.
Yeah.
Go ahead and check.
That's good, though, because a lot of anime fandoms are toxic.
I know. I'd be so shocked.
Yeah.
So shocked. The most toxic thing JoJo fans do is just try and push
JoJo.
I want to bless them.
They're like, please watch this.
It's like, watch it. You'll enjoy it. It's just so funny. But yeah, you know, in other situations where people would just look at me or girls would just talk about how much of a loser I am
for something
or whatever. And essentially, it's not just being insulted for what you like.
Right.
It's watching what's popular.
Right.
It kind of almost discourages you
from
enjoying the movie. You know, it doesn't always take someone to walk over and kind of roll their eyes at you, you know, reading a manga or something.
Right.
Sometimes it takes watching all the popular kids and the cool kids. They're not into stuff. They think it's dorky and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I shouldn't watch it too.
Right.
And that's what sucks, because it's not just about someone else putting that idea in your
exactly head. Yeah, that's
it's
like
that, it's that mental trap of other people who you admire or want to be like, and you see that they don't like what you like.
Right.
Like, oh, what you like.
I've told this story on the channel before, but I'm gonna tell it again. But in middle school, I was reading Fruits Basket because I love that manga when I was a kid, and I love the anime now. And I was reading it at lunch, and this guy, who was my friend at the time, he comes up to me and he's like, oh, you're one of those? I was like, wait, what does that mean? So after that, I just didn't tell anyone I liked anime for like another like 5 years. And then when I was like in high school, me and my friends were at the pool, and for some, I don't know how I mentioned anime, but I accidentally mentioned anime, and my one friend was like, wait, you watch anime too? And then we just started like fangirling that we both watched anime. And then after that, I was just like, yeah, okay, now I have to just like let myself be honest about what I like, because like that one thing was like, what does that mean? Like, what does that mean? I'm one of those. And that one thing really just pushed me back to be honest with like what I liked.
And the sad lesson here is that when you're made to feel like that and you don't share who you are and what you like,
right,
it makes you feel alone.
Right.
Alone, and you don't realize you're passing two or three other anime lovers.
Exactly.
Because you're too scared to share it.
Exactly.
Exactly. It does something to people, and it keeps other people from really engaging and experiencing it.
Right, because you're not like being honest. Like,
word out.
Yeah, because you're not even being like honest, like about what you really like. You know what I mean? Like, not even anime aside, like video games, like anything. It doesn't have to be like geek culture related. It could be like sports or like anything that you're into.
You are.
Yeah.
Do you like sport? Do you like UFC? I don't like basketball, football. I don't really care for it that much.
Right.
I love Muay Thai, K1,
yeah,
boxing, UFC. You know, it's all about who you are.
Right.
And how is it? How did we get to a point to where someone's taste in something else literally lowers their value?
Yeah, I don't see if that's your hobby, like, cool. Like, I don't, even if like I don't enjoy something that my friends do, because a lot of my like friends are super girly, and if you know anything about me, I am not girly at all, like at all. And all of my friends talk about like makeup and like clothes and like what to wear, and I'm always like in a t-shirt and like black pants and sneakers. That's all I wear. But I'm not gonna like, yeah, I'm not gonna like bash my friends for liking what they like. I let them talk about it. I learn about what they like. But do I like it? No. But I'm not gonna be like, oh, you're trash because you wear this. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
or at least sit there and be like, oh, hoo-ha.
Yeah. Like, joke around. Obviously, like, I joke around with them because they know how I am. But it's like, at least we're in that, like, we respect each other's like what we like. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the time when you don't even know people, they're just gonna judge you based on like what you wear, like how you look, what you like, you know what I mean? And it's really difficult to
how you walk and how you talk and how you
perform.
The thing about that is that's what makes you so special, and that's what makes you so worth learning about,
right,
meeting, because you're you.
Exactly.
You know, who the hell is gonna get the human experience of meeting another person by walking in to the same jock who was popular in high school?
Exactly. Exactly.
Or the average pretty girl who does makeup and is into this and MTV or whatever.
Yeah. MTV. Like,
you know, and here's the thing. And if people are like that, then that's what makes it them.
Exactly.
Nobody wants someone to be the same. Why?
Right.
What is the deal? Because people and humans are social creatures. There's this pack mentality.
Yeah.
There's just so many of us that you can find your niche.
Right. And even with the people who, like, you say are, like, you know, normal, average, or like popular people, even them, they might just be like hiding their true selves and just forming based on what other people say that they should be.
Yep.
Which is like, you gotta, life, yeah.
It's like they're just influenced in that.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's sad.
Yeah. I mean, like, for example, it's like you look up to people who make you into the best version of yourself who you wanna be.
Yeah.
Not really the people who you think are the richest or the most powerful or the most popular or whatever.
Right.
You know?
Right. Like,
it's because the problem is they have this idea of I want to have what they have rather than I want to be how they are in a certain
way. Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a jealousy thing, but like at least in like high school and like college, I saw this a lot where like you could tell, like, even in groups, they don't even like each other and they're just hanging around each other because they make their image. Yeah. It's like for an image thing. And it's just like,
it's all about image.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. And a lot of those, and a lot of people, and here's the thing, talking in a manner of like, we haven't grown up around,
yeah,
you know, these kids, but the way we see it and how I see it, you know, I have a friend named Cole and he was part of the popular kids, you know, and he was pretty cool with me.
But yeah.
I see him, he has like issues with like his friends and things like
that. Yeah.
And I go, man, those are the people who you hung out with and now you're seeing
who they really are, right.
My friends who are nerds, watch the same anime, we're still the same friends, we're still red and die.
Yeah.
You know? And he's a cool guy, but you know, you don't know who's really your group of friends until you're honest with yourself. That's the point.
Exactly. And the thing is, like,
if you're with a group of nerds, if you're not honest about what you like,
Because I used to, like, in high school and like part of college, I was kind of like not fake, but I wasn't honest with myself, and I like threw myself in like three different groups basically, and like I could never hang out with all of my friends at the time because I was like three different people. With one group I was like, I like this stuff, with another group I like this stuff, and like my other group I was like, oh, I was true to who I really was because those were like my real friends, but I had all these other people in my life that I didn't need in my life, but I had them because I thought it was like quantity over quality at that time, which it's not, but and it's like hard to, like, when you're like three different people because you want to make sure that everyone like likes the same thing and you're liking what they like, it's really hard. Not anymore. Yeah, earth sign. It's because we're earth signs.
We're trying to make everything kind of just flat.
Try to make everyone happy.
I know.
My God.
God.
It's okay. Yeah. So it's like it's hard because you never really know who is true to you until you start being like who you really are. So it's like my advice to people listening to this is just like, tell people what you like, be yourself 100% all the time, because you'll never really run into that situation where you're going to end up with a group of people who don't even like you because of the things you like. Yeah,
I think be yourself is one of those pieces of advice that gets thrown out.
It does.
Do not appreciate how much power it has.
Yeah.
How absolutely important it is. Be yourself with whatever you do.
Yeah.
With the exception of a job interview.
Well, that's different. Don't come into the job interview with wearing like Yu-Gi-Oh merch and be like, hey, I'm a weeb. Hire me, please. I love
hire me.
What qualifies you for this position? I am a great Pokemon master.
I have got an anime on my side. Oh my God.
Kami-sama.
Kami-sama. But that's serious advice. Be yourself.
Yeah.
You do. How you meet a person and tell them what you like. And people are so scared to lose those cool friends or those good looking friends or those whatever friends.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid that they won't like him. The thing is that the quality of a friend is not based on how you see them, it's how they see you.
Exactly.
And you have to be honest with yourself so the people who will accept you, and they're out there and they come in every shape or form, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. and they will like you and love you for who you are.
What yeah.
you like, what you don't like, your insecurities, your flaws, everything. But you got to be honest about who you are, so those people will come find you faster.
Yeah.
And those, and honestly, those who aren't into people like you at least are going to respect you for being honest.
For being honest, exactly.
Yeah, if you're scared to talk to a girl, man, you got to be honest about who you are. And the thing is not only that, you got to be proud of who you
are. Yeah.
What you like.
Yeah.
You got to be proud that you like anime. You got to be proud that you like doing Warhammer. You got to be proud that you love playing video games. You know, because it does something for you.
Yeah.
And it gives you an experience no one else really can.
Right.
So whenever someone walks by and it's like, oh, you're into that. Oh, you're one of those?
Yeah.
Roll your eyes and be like, oh, you're one of those? Get the life, dude.
I wish I said that. I wish I said that in middle school. But I was so quiet. I was just like, what? What does that mean? And I like put my book away and walked away.
Oh, that was
yeah. But it's just like, I think like honesty is like the best thing for humans. Is just really is. Be honest. Yeah.
You gotta be real. You know, you gotta be real. And even though we're people pleasers, we gotta draw that line in the dirt. And everyone listening needs to draw that line in the dirt and be like, look, I want everything to be nice and patchy, but I draw that line in the sand where my self-respect doesn't get drawn or crossed.
And, right.
You know, disrespected.
Yeah.
It's like, I will take people how they come to me.
Right.
And if I meet someone, they're nice to me, then cool, I'll be nice to them.
Exactly.
And if they screw me over, you're done, son.
You are done. Goodbye.
If you're looking for watch-alongs of all your favorite shows, head over to our Patreon. Free accounts get reactions and interactive content. The premium tier unlocks early access to all our latest stuff and a fun Discord community. You can even keep up with Kat and the gang as we dive into video games. Be sure to sign up for free on allagesofgeek.com and make your own account. So come on and geek out with us. It won't be the same without you.
If you don't try something, you don't really know if you're gonna like it. You know what I mean? Like, I had a lot of friends in the past who were like, what's anime? Like, what is that? I don't think I'm gonna like that. And now I showed them anime and they're like, I get it now. Like, it's like, it's like, you kind of have to like, obviously don't try everything, but you have to be open for like,
bro, I got the good here. Ice cream cones.
Katja has your turn.
Good ice cream cones.
Do you want to come?
No, I'm going to have ice cream.
She's having ice cream.
It's a good shit. Hi, Sean. Bye, Sean.
She said hi, Sean. Bye, Sean. She's like, I have ice cream cones.
Oh, my God. Cool.
The good ones.
Go away.
I know. She left. She walked away.
She left?
Yeah, she's gone. But, yeah, it's just like... it's like you kind of have to try things to know if you're gonna like something, so like you can't really judge someone unless you've tried it and you don't like it. But even if you don't like something, you don't really have the right to tell someone that they can't like something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who are you to tell someone what they should like or shouldn't like? Who are you to tell someone what type of career path they should be on?
Yeah, that's a whole career path is like a whole thing. Careers are scary.
Same thing, but on a larger scale. Yeah,
a huge scale.
Yeah, and it's just one of those where, you know, who are you to tell me what type of show or hobby or whatever I can like?
Yeah.
You like whatever the hell you want to like. If you want to sit there and play EA sports games, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy what I like. And the thing that people don't understand is this, that I feel very, very strongly about. Is that your experience with your medium, whether it be anime or Warhammer or video games or PC games or whatever, or being an artist, your experience with that is 100% yours.
It's all right.
To you. It has shifted you in a way and changed you in a way and affected you in a way that no one else can give you.
Yeah.
And that's something no one else can take away. Not some punk who asks you, not some girl who rolls her eyes. These people who look at you and lower your worth just because you're into something that they know nothing about, clearly, is going to take away this experience that some person, people like that, will never give you the same experience that these things do.
Right.
It will never make you cry like an anime. It will never make you feel your anger and your issues like God of War. They'll never make you see the world in a different way.
Yeah.
They'll never really engulf you. They'll never make you laugh like these experiences do. They'll never relax you like painting a miniature can. These people will never give you what you get whenever you experience that show or that game, that whatever. So that's why what they say or think will never matter.
Right.
Because they will never give you that experience. It's yours and it belongs to you. If you want to get up and if you want to start shouting and screaming because of the new trailer that dropped, if you want to start crying, if you want to start laughing, it's your choice. It's yours.
Yeah.
Not theirs.
Yeah.
It never will. So don't give it to them and stop just because somebody sits there and says, oh, wow, you're into that. Ooh, ha.
What a nerd.
Hell yes.
I am a nerd. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I wouldn't trade it.
Because it'd be me too. Exactly. So tell me a little about your painting miniatures. Tell me about that. How did you get into that?
So I first was exposed to Warhammer back in 6th grade. So I maybe this was around way back in 2006.
Oh my gosh, so long ago.
A while ago.
Yeah.
And I was a little kiddo and I saw someone who had Tyranid, which are like dino bug monsters.
Yeah.
And Warhammer, who eat everything.
Uh-huh.
And he had this little magazine out and he was looking at them and I thought these figures looked so cool. And then it kind of disappeared for like a couple of months and then I found it again. And I found that there was a Games Workshop store that was right by my house.
Wait, really? It's by your house?
Bought a box, huh?
It's by your house?
There was a little store that sold those miniatures
by my house.
Yeah.
That's like
they're
perfect.
They're not there anymore, right?
Oh. Oh my God.
And I convinced my mom and dad to take me. And, you know, I was there and I was just, oh my God. Space Marine statue in the building.
Yeah.
And there was just all these miniatures everywhere. Loaded.
Fanboying.
Yeah. Because what happened was this. First, I saw them through like a little booklet. And then my mother's friend came in with a computer game called Dawn of War.
Yeah.
Dawn of War is a very famous Warhammer 40,000 real-time strategy video game.
Yeah.
Computer game. And I found Warhammer through that, and it turns out that it was related to that other thing I saw my friend do, which was those Tyranids.
Yeah.
And I just completely fell in love with this game because these Space Marines look so cool, and these orcs, and there's orcs in here? Are you kidding me? Because I was already like a Lord of the Rings fan.
Right, yeah.
And fantasy was a thing, and I go, there's like futuristic orcs with guns and axes. Like, what? And it was blowing my mind.
Yeah.
And after that, I got hooked. I ended up buying a book, and then I took my parents to the miniature store that was by my house, and then my like brain blew up, and I ended up getting the little box set with miniatures, and I sprayed them white, painted them in the colors I painted them in my Dawn of War game. It was like green and blue, orange. Like, it was just super colorful. I unfortunately lost track of where those models are, and the first model I painted 13 years since the story I told you was that orc model that I shared to everyone.
Really? So it's been that wow.
It's been that long. So there's just so much catching up I want to do with it.
And yeah. Honestly,
for a guy like me with my own stress, my own issues, it's so good for me.
Yeah, painting is very relaxing.
Listen to some relaxing music. Just put these little glue these pieces together. Because they come in individual little like rids, and you can mix and match them in so many different ways.
Yeah.
And no two armies or figures are really unique.
Right. That's so cool.
There's just millions of combinations you can go with.
Wow.
So you buy them, you spray them, and then you paint them. And after you paint them, they're ready to go onto the board. You spend all this time, you put them together uniquely, and then you spray them so you can paint them.
Wow.
Paint them, and then, like, that that's it. You just keep going until your army is done, and then you play them on the board game.
That's so cool.
It's very cool. It's insanely amazing.
Yeah.
Of course, the hobby is in itself very therapeutic.
And right.
The market for it is getting bigger. It's getting bigger. I actually follow the shares of Games Workshop.
Yeah.
And when I first started looking after it, it was like at 119.
Yeah.
And now it's at 135.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. 135.101500.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been shooting up.
Wow.
And after its dip with COVID, it's actually like blew past its highest price ever in its 25-year history.
Really? Matt. Oh, gosh. She's calling Matt out.
It's 4 years older than Matt. I think it's like 4 or 5 years older than Matt. We love you, Matt.
Anyone who doesn't know who Matt is, Matt is the community manager.
He has that voice and that beard, and it is just, oh.
It's the beard. It is the beard.
If you meet him in person, you'll like see the beard shine, and you'll hear like holy music. Like, hey, I meet you. You'll be distracted.
You'll just be staring at the beard. You're like, what'd you say? Oh my god. Man. Wow.
Date night, man. Matt is going to wrap somebody in that beard and take him home.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Moving on. I was literally about to say that. I was like, moving on.
I can't.
Warhammer. That's where we were at.
Yes.
Okay. Matt's also into Warhammer.
Oh, my God.
So full circle.
Full circle. There you go. Full circle. Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's an orc like me.
I can't. Anyway, back to the story.
Well, hello, calling all entertainers. Yeah, we're making an ad right now.
So entertaining.
So great.
If you could see yourself making an ad like this one.
Yes. What would you see yourself doing, my friends? I mean, seriously, we're right now, All Edge Geek is looking for more hosts. And if you are an entertainer and you want to join us on a geeky, crazy adventure, send us what you got.
Even if you're not and you just want to find a space to, you know, especially, be a podcaster or video host.
Especially, we're looking for podcasters and we're looking for video hosts. Great. It would be great if you guys know how to edit it yourself, but we do have a team of editors that could take care of it for you. But yeah, just send us what you got. It'd be fun.
Dory, you could tell that, like, you're super, like, passionate about that. And, like, if anyone... Yeah, and if anyone were to, like, be like... Oh, I can't be friends with you because you like this. Like, it's not worth it.
I would have been like, okay, bye. Who was that person that just walked out?
Whatever. See ya.
I will never trade something that I love and that makes me happy for another person.
Right.
Like, to-do list.
Right. You
know? Like, I'm not going to sit there and satisfy your to-do list on what type of guy or girl or whatever you want to find.
Yeah.
And give up my hobby for it? No.
Right.
Absolutely not. You're out of here. You know, and people who accept you for who you are.
Yeah.
It's one thing if you, like, here's the thing. I bet Kat brings up Twilight as much as I bring up. And that bugged my ex couldn't escape it.
Yeah.
God bless her heart. She unfortunately was forced to be exposed to.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But she was like, bless her heart, she was so patient.
Yeah.
I even got some stuff. Like, she knew more about it than she ever wanted to.
Right.
She's like, if I ever, and what she said, she goes, I swear, you know, I start dating again, I find a guy's in a Warhammer, I'm running the other way.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So funny.
Yeah, it's like, sometimes, like, with your friends, too, it's like, sometimes when you talk about your hobbies, like, 24/7, they're gonna be like, okay, I get it, you like this stuff, but, like, you know, that doesn't mean, that's not, like, meant to, like, make you feel any less, yeah, it's just, like, yeah,
kind of like a you thing, you're like, okay, I get it.
Like, okay, you like it, I get it, calm down, like, it's fine. But then,
here's the thing, I straight up tell people, I go, if I talk too much about it, just let me know, just feel like, okay, we need you at a two. I don't get offended by it, man.
Right.
It's like, you're telling me how to talk to you. It's no big deal.
Yeah. It's just, I just feel like humans need to just accept that we all like different things. And, like, it's okay to, like, to be like, hey, I like anime. Because I don't know if you noticed this, but like when we, because we're like the same, how old are you? You're like
26.
Okay, I'm 24. We're not far from age. But when we were younger, we saw like no like t-shirts with like anime or anything on it. And now all of a sudden, like a lot of like mainstream stores have it.
Yep, yep, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
If you grow a gym, if you like spend all day in a gym, you just chill at the gym and you just watch people go in and out.
Yeah.
I swear to God, you wouldn't go you wouldn't go 2 hours in between those days without seeing someone walk in and out with a Dragon Ball stuff.
Right.
I swear, you won't see it. If you have if you work at a gym, you never go a single shift without seeing someone with like a Dragon Ball.
Yeah. Right. And it's like back when we were super, super young, like you never saw that ever. Cause everyone was so like ashamed of it, I guess. I don't know. But like now it's like
a lot of exposure.
Yeah.
So new and it looked cartoony. It was a culture shock for, I think it was just the whole adjustment for America,
right? To like, kind of
our own parents were like, you're watching cartoons, and it's like,
this is not a cartoon.
Dying and eviscerated and get naked,
you know? Yeah, like,
are you serious?
Like, show someone Attack on Titan and be like, mom, this isn't for kids, watch this. like come on.
No, that'll put it to bed. And I have fun with it with my dad because he knows he's not an idiot. But he'll always just stick with what he said just to mess with me.
Yeah.
Because they're for cartoons. They're children's.
No.
Dad, someone just got ripped in half.
Literally.
It's cartoons.
It's like, a cartoon.
You're such a boomer.
You're such a boomer. Oh, my God.
That's what I was saying. I go, Dad, quit being a boomer and come over here.
Come watch this. Watch him JoJo with me, Dad.
Watch some JoJo with me. I'm gonna show. There's one particular episode that I know about that I would specifically show.
Oh my God!
And I won't give you context. All the context I give you this. It's in Starters Crusaders.
Uh huh.
And let's just say there's a tower where two men were trying to help. One dude was trying to help another dude out of it, but there's like some type of magnetism control with it.
Yeah.
And it caused two of them to kind of come together in a very awkward position. And it's hilarious.
Oh no. I need to.
Oh no. Yeah.
Please show your dad that.
Yeah, I will.
Oh my God.
Like, what the heck is this?
It's like, this is.
My dad's become more accepting of it, but
yeah.
I still don't want to put YouTube videos and he looks so pissed off. And I'm like, hey, all right.
Oh, he got mad?
My dad and I have really struggled with like what he's wanted me
to yeah,
but it's like I learned quickly that not everything he says is correct,
so right,
just take it in consideration,
right?
You know, it's just when it comes when I go and buy my new car, you know, I'll expect boomer mode to be on 100%, but otherwise, you know, nothing else, right? Only when it's convenient, right,
of course.
You know, but like that's just how he is, that's how he thinks, and
yeah, whatever.
And it's the same with America. We were all just adjusting to the shift of Japanese culture, of Eastern culture.
Yeah,
culture. You know, the cartoons were still cartoony, they were still for kids, and we were all growing up, and growing up and being adults was supposed to be like the thing, and we never realized how wrong we were,
right?
You know, and so we got made fun of for watching anime, and the internet, I think, really is what caused everyone to get too exposed to what it really is.
And how, yeah,
it is. You know, I can straight up go to a party with all my popular friends, and I can straight up be all like, all right, what type of anime do y'all like? And if I like it too, I'll take a shot. I guarantee it's there.
Yeah.
I guarantee you'll run into that now.
Yeah.
You weren't going to run into that with those same people at high school.
No.
Be like, what's y'all's favorite anime? They'll all look at you like you're like stupid, what? Or whatever. You do that now. You pull that now. The guys will be like, yo, bro, yo, Kagami is my shit. Like, I swear, it's a thing. They don't care anymore.
Yeah.
They don't care
anymore. Which is good.
Which is good. And that's for us because we're grown up. But now right. We got to teach where it counts, and that's the young generation.
Right. So, like, what would you tell, like, the younger generation? Like,
I would tell them this, that I won't lie to you, that other people's opinions are going to be very important to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that they're not. What matters most at that time is your opinion and what makes you happy. I remember I was once told, if these people are your friends, Are they going to be there for you when you're on the side of the road and you have a flat tire 30 minutes into town? Are these people actually going to get
out? Right.
You know, are these people, do these people add value and make you stronger and smarter and better? Not cooler, but stronger, smarter, and better.
Right.
And if they don't, then you shouldn't let them decide what you like.
Yeah.
What you want. Because as I said, kiddos, they're never going to make you feel as these shows make you feel.
Yeah.
You know? And some of these magical moments are when you're talking to someone about your experience. That's how bonds form.
Exactly. That's how we met. We we're both geeks. That's literally how we met.
That's how we met. We're both geeks. And we talk about stuff.
Yeah.
For the younger generation, I'd say don't find the friends who are friends with people you like or your crush or the people
yeah.
you think are cool. Find friends who make you happy and who make school more bearable.
Right.
Because I promise you, these kids are not going to matter when you graduate. You're not going to see them again. You're not going to want to be around these kids.
No.
Take advantage and be who you are.
Yeah.
And besides, being who you are is a lot cooler than not.
It is. Because, in high school, all the people who were, popular. I hate that word, but you know what I mean. All the people who were popular, I don't see them anymore. I don't hear about them. And it's why did I care so much what this one person thought?
Why did it live in your head rent free?
Yeah. Now you think about it when you're an adult, you're like, what was I doing? Why was I wasting so much time making sure I liked the same thing that they liked or I looked a certain way?
The first person I was in love with was someone I didn't even know.
Really? Yeah, exactly.
I was in love with this person, but the thing is that I never told them and I never got to really know them.
Yeah.
So it was a stranger.
Yeah.
And nowadays it's I don't give a shit what they're doing. I kind of just don't care.
Yeah.
Your mind will change. And I know you can't understand it now and you might not be able to believe it now, but I promise you will. And it's normal that it will.
All right.
But what won't change is what you love. I still love Warhammer. I All love right. Warhammer then. I love it now. I love playing games then. I love it.
Yeah.
I love anime then. I love it now. Your friends and your people and your circle and your mind will change.
Yeah.
What you love will never change.
Right.
What you love will consume.
Sean's going to be the cool grandpa talking about Warhammer.
Let me tell you.
When I was a kid. That's how your story was.
Hey, Grandpa. Hey,
oh. Okay,
Grandpa. I'm going to be that grandpa. Those of y'all who are Warhammer fans are laughing right now. Go over to Grandpa's house. Hey, Grandpa. Katie is staying. Okay, Grandpa.
Oh, my God.
Watch, if you look up Katia Stans on YouTube and go down to the comments, you're going to start laughing. You're going to be like, this guy's stupid.
Dumb. Oh, my God.
That reminds me of whenever you had to, say, hey, can we, do this tomorrow?
I know, I felt so...
They hate me now.
No! Stop.
Matt, you look up at Kat, you're like, how do I tell him no?
Stop! Stop being an Earth sign. Stop being an Earth sign. Stop it, Sean.
Earth sign. Oh my God, it's too close. I'm a Taurus.
I know.
I'm making money, and I'm trying to please everyone.
I always say this. I tell Katya this. She's like, "What are Tauruses like?" I'm like, "They're like." Because I'm a Capricorn. I was like, Tauruses are just happy Capricorns. We're the same, but Tauruses are the positive side of Capricorn. And Capricorns are just and Tauruses are like, oh my God, yeah, woo! Yeah, I know. I was like, we're like this.
Is there such thing as a happy Aries?
I will not expose my sister like that.
We're going to throw that on there. And never hear from it.
Yeah, but that's an Earth sign thing. It's Earth sign thing. It's like, oh my God, everyone hates me. It's fine.
Oh my God.
Because I'm the same way.
Is everyone, Earth signs are the best friends.
We are. We're so good. We are so good to people.
And we care, and we go out of our fucking way every time to just check up on everything.
Exactly. We're like the people who are up at like 3 a.m. being like, are you okay? Like, are you good? Are you sure? Like,
We hold it down.
Exactly. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think we covered everything. Do you have anything else you want to say before we end the podcast?
You know what? I think it was an amazing podcast, and I think we said what we had to say. And here's the thing. The future is going to be better for fans.
Yeah.
The future, if you continue to educate people and tell people and share what you love, there's nothing wrong with sharing what you love and enjoying what you love.
Mm-hmm.
And when you realize that, you're going to subconsciously give other people permission to do the same.
Yeah.
No matter who they are, no matter who they hang around with, they're going to love what they love. And that's something that I think over time will get easier. You know,
right.
Kids aren't gonna get picked on and messed with as much as we did
for our
culture, and that's something that we can all look forward to.
Right, and it's great. Yay. Just be honest. That is what I have to say. Be honest with yourself. Yeah. But yeah, so that is the podcast. Today we had our special guest, Sean, and
me back.
Yeah, of course you would definitely be back. So until next time, my friends, say bye, Sean.
Bye.
Hey guys, Kat here. If you want One Piece episodes months in advance and also some uncut watch-alongs, be sure to join us on patreon.com/allagesageek to receive your rewards. We also have a lot of other fun rewards for you waiting for you to unlock. So if you want to go on this One Piece journey weeks and even months in advance with us before anyone else does, be sure to join us at patreon.com/allagesageek.